Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's like a divisional game. The Pats and Colts haven't actually been in the same division since 2001, but wouldn't you know it, they still play each other year after year. For about a decade, it was all about Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning, the quarterbacks taking up much of the spotlight. Then came last year, a forgettable one for the Colts and their QBs, except it brought them Andrew Luck. And so this Sunday here at Gillette Stadium, we have our first installment of Brady versus Luck. And that's where we kick off our opponent preview. The talent is there, and it's showing up quicker than it does for most rookie quarterbacks. Exhibit A, 2 weeks ago against Miami, when Andrew Luck passed for 433 yards, establishing a new single-game NFL rookie record. The Colts never really had a difficult decision to make with the first pick in the draft this past April. 9 games of tape show that, and the Patriots' defense has seen that.
I think he's a pretty smart guy. He seems to read defenses pretty well. He makes smart decisions with the football, it seems like, most of the time.
I think that he does a good job of keeping his eyes downfield, avoiding the rush with just his awareness and presence of the rush. And, you know, he's still able to get out of the pocket and make those throws downfield.
Luck is on pace to break quite a few of Manning's rookie records with the Colts, including yards. That being the case, he's near the bottom of the league rankings in completion percentage, and his 10 touchdowns to 9 interceptions is not a spectacular ratio. So, sure, it hasn't all been perfect for the Stanford product, and he knows that Bill Belichick may be scheming up a way to keep Luck uncomfortable on Sunday.
And you realize, yeah, you may have to prepare a little more for what Coach Belichick's gonna do to you, and make sure you're not, you know, caught surprised by something that you could have, you know, seen on tape and prepared for it. So you'll buckle down a little more.
Having the dominant and ageless Reggie Wayne on his side sure hasn't hurt. Wayne has transitioned flawlessly from Manning to Luck, leading the NFL in receptions entering Week 11. Luck has also generated solid production from Donnie Avery, while a pair of rookies, receiver T.Y. Hilton and tight end Dwayne Allen, have come through as well, with Allen overshadowing injured fellow rookie Kobe Fleener. As for the Colts' defense, well, the reigning AFC Defensive Player of the Week is a Colt, Darius Butler. Yes, the former Patriots second-rounder, who is now a starting cornerback for Indy, coming off a 2-interception outing against Jacksonville. Of course, Indy's D has been identified for quite a while by pass-rushing studs Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis. The Colts have 20 sacks on the season, but they have a league-low 6 takeaways through 9 games.
The leaders on their defense, they set the tempo by playing with high effort. They play sound, they play together, and there's a lot of speed that they have across the board, a lot of good team speed. And these guys are playing well right now.
While Indy has won 4 straight games, tied for the longest active winning streak in the NFL, though all 4 of those wins have come against teams with below 500 records, including 1-win Jacksonville last Thursday night. In fact, Indy provided Jacksonville with its only win of the season back in Week 3. This game here on Sunday should be one of the toughest tests of the season for the Colts, until they face Houston twice in the final 3 weeks of the regular season. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.